From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Amen. Enjoy yourself. Okay. Let's pray. Father, tonight, what a privilege it is, what a blessing it is to be in your house, to be in the church. We love God. We love the church. We love the brethren. We love this time that you speak to us. Speak, oh God. Speak to our hearing. Help us. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, my Lord and my God, in Jesus' name. Somebody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. James chapter 4 and verse 14. Very quick, simple Bible lesson tonight. We're talking about life, death, and judgment. Life. Death, not debt. It's death. No, don't say debt. Debt is debt on the ground. It's not debt. It's dirt. Life, death, and judgment. All right, so for a few minutes, we want to go through it. James chapter 4, verse 14 says that, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. Now, it's very important for us to gather tonight and talk about life. And talk about death. And talk about judgment. Yes, they are the real things we should talk about rather than oil and politics. Yeah, 2020. And all the things that we talk about. You know, and I really love what Bishop said. You do well because you're obedient. Yeah, you do well because you're obedient. And you see that. I mean, without apology, sometimes these type of areas and these type of churches and the type of congregation we have, many people don't do well in school. I've said it before that the church I pastor is not a church of intellectuals. It's true. That's sometimes even very difficult for us to relate with you because you don't understand a lot of things. Is it true or false? So once it's like that, it's also very difficult to also do well in Christ. Because it's what you do in life, that's the same thing you also do in church. Life is a series of the application of what you know and your obedience, your flexibility, and your broadness and all of that. It helps you to do well and to go to places in life. So when you come to church and then you are a certain type, it's quite challenging to also do well. Yeah. So what Bishop said is real. Mm-hmm. Again, it will be said, but it also depends on those who also take it serious. Because things are said all the time. Look at how many times have I been preaching in this church here? I have met umpteen times. Thank you very much. But then you realize that if we don't break through and break out, then the only reason is that we just don't hear. We don't do well in listening and doing the things that we hear. Is somebody listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, so we are talking about life. And we are saying that you live. In fact, I just came up with a nice revelation. I think it's a very beautiful revelation that you were before you entered your mother's womb. To me, it's a very nice revelation. Yeah. God knew everything before it all started. God knew you before you even came into existence. So it is true, and it's also scriptural, that you were alive, you were in existence before you entered your mother's womb. Yeah, before your father even talked to your mother, for your mother to agree. You get it? God knew you. God knew who you were. He knew the name you were going to have. That's what we call God. He knows things before they happen. So before before Andriska came into life, God knew you before you even became flesh. He knew everything you were coming to do. He knows everything that's going on. There's nothing that God doesn't know. So he knew us before. That's what the Bible says. We're predestinated. Predestinated. He foreknew those he foreknew. He knew us before. He also predestined us. Do you get it? And so before you entered your mother's womb to be called Pharrell, Nalisa Pharrell, he knew you. You get it? And then your father now decided to. Because you look at Jesus. Do you think it's Joseph who brought Jesus into this world? No. If anybody, you won't even count Joseph inside. We are just agents. We are just mediums. We are just carriers of the purposes and the plans of God. That is why it's wrong to worship the creation above the creator. That you esteem the things that God has made available more than he who has made the things available. Are you with me tonight? As it's a short Bible, as we'll go home just now. Uh-huh. So, we need to understand life. We need to understand how life works. And that just as we were before and we entered into our mother's womb, all that needed at that time was for some man to meet some woman. Yeah. And you see that it's very interesting because no matter how you see it, whether you planned the pregnancy or you didn't plan, all of that is God's doing. You think about those who unfortunately were raped and brought people into this world. So what about the children? The children are bad children? They were all lives that God knew. So you have to understand this. You have to be very deep. Are you deep here tonight? You have to be very deep that whether those who come, those who don't come, those who come because of this, who don't come, the uncle raped, or uncle, brother, sister, mother. You see, all of that, in the midst of all of those chaos, God created the heavens and the earth. In the midst of all those chaos, God's plans and his purposes comes to pass. So it is also very bad and very wrong for you to isolate a very unhealthy incident and become depressed by it. I don't know whether you understand the English I'm speaking. I'm saying that all the happiness in this world, it is just to bring people into this life for them to live their life. So whatever and however, you shouldn't sit back and say, oh, me is my brother who did this to me and I got a child. So the child is... You see where I'm coming from? In all of that, God is so powerful that he's still able to make that life into something that he wants it to become. So I'm saying that... Okay, you clap. When you finish clapping, then I'll continue. So I'm saying that you cannot isolate those cases and be sad about life and to be morose about life and to say that life has not been good to you and then continue. And that's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to just isolate an unfortunate incident. But you see, what really happened? If you look at just Joseph and Mary, you look at Joseph and Mary's case, all that God needed was Joseph to be there. Just somebody to just be present. So it doesn't look like Mary has gone to fornicate. Because once it's fornication, then there's a certain thing about God that comes out of it. Especially these special purposes. So again, all that God needed was for you, your mother, to meet your father. That's all for you to come. So whether your father took care of you or he died, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. You have to. I want to borrow your mind tonight. So whether mommy or daddy was there or died. So otherwise, then those who didn't have fathers taking care of them, those whose parents died, then they are doomed for the rest of their lives. But it's not like that. God just needs some man and some woman because he has ordained that life will come forth through a man and a woman. So all he needs is somebody who will come into his purpose and his plans to bring you out. That's all. That's all. If you end up having him stay with you in the house for 20, 30 years of your life, it's a bonus. But let me tell you, if God brought you into this world to do this, whether your father dies or don't die, that's what will happen. But what happens to us in life is that we rather focus on those unfortunate incidents. Charlene, are you there? Those unfortunate incidents. Oh, me is this. When I was born, I didn't have no father. I didn't get no mother. And it's me, granny, who took care of me. So, let me tell you, it had to be like that because you were more important to come into this world. Life. God needed that life to come out. we are talking about life. God, so he wants you to come. So whatever happens, you must come. That's right. All the children that you have there. Hey, Salome, this boy is not, it's not for you. The boy is not for you. Yeah. Just in case you didn't know. He has come for something. You were just a PVC pipe. Maybe 2 inches or 3 inches. Waste pipe. That some sperms had to just go through. And then you process it and bring it out. It's finished. As the boy is out, God is not even thinking about you anymore. Yeah. That's why it was so wrong that the Catholics would make Mary almost like a god. When she was just an agent. She was just a cup. Yeah, just a carrier. She was just a blessed carrier. Blessed art thou among women. You're just a blessed carrier. So then you come. And then you come and fulfill your plans and your purposes that God sent you here to fulfill. Then the time comes. Just as you were and you left there, you entered the womb. Then from the womb you came down. Then there's also a time where you have to lie down. La Repente Cemetery. Yeah. The Bible says the time comes where that your spirit will return to God who created it. It's something that you have to think about. One day, you will go. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. So, you see, all the issues in this life that you are so concerned about, that is not why you came here. I said, the house lot, the child father, the money, the houses, the cars that you are looking for, you did not come here for those things. Jesus is the greatest among all human beings at the time. He never thought about any of those things because he knew he was just here for 33 years. You know, we are here for a particular age, you know. Did you know that? We are all under a death sentence. Everything is arranged. The sentence has not yet been carried out. That's why you are alive. When the day comes for the people to take you and go and kill you, you see that people say, oh, he slept and he didn't wake up. Oh, your death sentence has been executed, implemented. Everybody. When you see people, they do this, they say, oh, they've been sentenced to death. You should think about yourself. Their death is also just like your death. Except that they know, but we don't know. Anita, there's a day you're going to die. It's there. It's there. It is known in heaven. It is the devil knows it. It's there. So as you are going, you just get into that day. And they say, hey, today is the day. Whoop. Then it's either a car will hit you, it's either some sickness will take you, or you sleep. Something will come and make the death sentence applicable. Like I said, that it is you who needs to come to the world. Your mother and your father, they are just agents. In the same way, you have to die. Whichever way you die, that's not the way you, it's death you must die. It's an appointment. However you get there, whether you go by car, by horse cart, by whatever, you must go for an appointment. So when you are supposed to die, whether it's cancer, whether it's whatever, there's this car accident, plane crash, you need to be removed from this life. And when that time comes, whatever measure or whatever means necessary is employed to get rid of you. Just like when it's time for you to come out of your mother's womb. If you don't come, they'll cut your mother's belly. These days they become wiser. If you stay there too long, they cut it like poof, bring you out. Your mother, you treat your mother like a piece of meat. And then they just stitch it. Yeah, if you like, you stay in the womb for more than 9 months. Fortunately, you see. You come out, cry. It will keep you in the hospital for a few days for you to learn sense. You should come on time. Why are you trying to give people trouble? You can't stay longer in your mother's womb. Your mother will be worried. The family of your mother will be worried. Your father is going to be worried. Doctors are going to be worried. They are wondering, how come you're living too long? No, you can't live too long. It's impossible. It's not right. Something is wrong for you to be there for more than 9 months? No. Something must come. They say, okay, let's take her to the theater. They cut you up. They come out. It's like something has to push you forth. It's the same thing. As we are here, a time will come, something will take you out of from among us. Something will take you out from among us. Yeah. Something will take you out from among us. Something, whether good or bad, whether you like it or not, something is going to take you out of us. Think about it, Diane. Think about it. And that's why David said that, teach me to number my days. Teach me to number my days. Teach me to be very careful with the days that I have left. Teach me to number my days so that I will apply my heart to wisdom. Because if you are not wise, you will not number your days and you waste your time and waste your life. Especially when you are young, you think that you have more time. You see, those who are old, we know that it's very soon we are going, so we get a little more wiser. Yeah. We don't fight up things. As some of you young people, you think that you have many years. Many years? You wait and see. Whatever means you need to check out, you will be checked out. Yeah? Teach me to number my days. Teach me to number my days. Teach us to number our days. So number your days. Tiana, are you here? Number your days. Yeah. How old are you? How many more years do you have? What are you going to do in that number of years? How prepared are you getting to leave when the time comes? That is what means you apply your heart to wisdom. Yeah, if only you know that 2020. Yes. As you are preparing for election, you must prepare to go. That is what made our forefathers in the Bible. It made them die very nicely. Even Judas Christ, he died nicely. Yeah, you think about Judas. He initiated his death. Yeah, he went and he put the rope there and he just hanged himself. He was kukra. Kukra. Yeah, he bought a field. He used the man, the Aseldama. He took the money, the 30 pieces of silver, and he bought a field. He did real estate. Yeah. And he hanged himself. He said, you know what? I don't want to die on anybody's property. I want to die on my own property. And he hanged himself. Yeah, on some green hard tree or something. Just killed himself. That's it. Yeah. At least he knew he was going to die. And he faced death. He said, I don't care. I will face it. Yeah, you let your mind be here. So think about it. How many years, Jalan, how many years do I have? You are 25. God says 70. But I'm not sure whether 70 will be true. For all the sins and the bad things we do on earth, 70 might be very difficult. Yeah? It's difficult. You look at it. Look at it. Gone are the days where 18 years old, that's when you get your first monthly. 18 years old. Puberty. 19. You not see your monthly for the first time until you are 18. That's when we used to eat yard fowl. 18, 19. That's when you even get into understand menstrual cycle and things. Now, 12, 9, 10-year-old is pregnant, has come from the interior, is coming to give birth. 7. So when the Bible said 70 many years ago, it has come to 25. Oh. You take this whole situation and just, pull it across board and see. Yeah, everything has reduced. Don't just say, oh, long life is still the same. When people are menstruating at 10 years old, it's a lot. No. And everything has changed. Everything has changed. So think about your life and think about yourself. That you came and you are going to disappear. So what do I do with my life here on earth? But the Bible gives us a very nice solution. That there's a way you can live your life so that when you are no more, you will not regret the time you spent here. If you are interested, if you really believe and you're really interested, there's a certain way you live your life now. So that when the time comes for you to go, when you go, you will not regret living your life here. There's a way the Bible encourages us to live our lives. For those who are interested, for those who want to know, it's right there, written in black and white. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes. God has taught us exactly how we will enjoy the next life by making ourselves useful and fruitful here now. He told Peter, I said, you can leave things and come and follow me. We can't leave the things to come and follow God. So then we shouldn't expect any better life over there. Many people will barely be saved. Barely. So you have to understand life. You have to understand that death will come. And you have to understand that there's judgment. So we looked at a few points, isn't it? As for points, we need points. How many points do you have? Are you following the points? Do you have your book? How you can preach salvation? Do you have it? Yes. These days, once we are preaching, next month we're going to preach about tithe. We'll talk about tithe. So make sure that when you're coming to church, you come with your tithe book. Yeah, next month is devoted and dedicated to tithe. Tithe, it's a harvest. August is a harvest month. Tithing. So get ready, isn't it? Yeah. Your life is something that was given to you by God. You did not choose to live, isn't it? Did you choose to live? You'd have chosen to live in London. Yeah. Yeah. Jolene, I'm sure even when you're coming, God said, Jolene, Guyana, Suriname, Ghana, where do you want to go? You say, London. So, okay, please let Jolene show up in London. No. We didn't. When you woke up, you were here in Guyana. British Guyana. You did not choose to live, you were created. Your life, therefore, is not something you can end. Your life is followed by death. Death is both an enemy to man and a blessing to man. Did you know that? Death is both an enemy to man and a blessing to man. Did you know that? Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Death is both what? enemy and a blessing. So that's our lesson for tonight. Death is both an enemy to man and a blessing to man. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 54. Is it Mrs. Johnson there like that? Is that Mrs. Johnson? Okay, all right. Wow. Yeah. So, give me 50. Let's start from 50. Can we have 50, $50? You have $50 there? 50. And maybe you should give us a New Living Translation. Okay, so that those who go to special schools they can understand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are following. This is Mara. It's very true that many of our people don't understand English and these things. So it makes the Bible and the Christian, it makes it very difficult also. Sometimes that's the main thing. They are not bad people, except that the thing you are talking about, they don't understand. Once you don't understand, it can't work. Alana, it can't work. Yeah. Home support, cheerleaders. Onu, understanding is good. Do you think you understand a lot of things? Huh? Hey, so you have to be very careful. You see, when you go to school and you realize that the things that the teacher teaches, you don't understand it fast, you have to make sure that you read over and over and over and over. Don't behave like people who, after school, they're just walking in there on the they're just out and chatting and gaffing. You, what the teacher came to teach, you didn't understand anything. And there are people that you'll be surprised at what the teacher said. They understood everything. I see, you can't see the mind's construction. Is it Shakespeare? There's no art to show the mind's construction on a face. There's nothing that can make you know somebody's mind by looking at their face. So when somebody has understood something, you can't see from their face. So you can move with them and think that, oh, all of us, we missed the class. All of us went to school late. Only to realize that when the test comes, the person passes, and you didn't pass. Then you look at the person, you wonder, how do you pass? How I fail? No, because you could not determine that the person has a brain that absorbed what was being taught. Yeah. So it's very important, like what Onu just said, to know who you are. I know who I am. Is that you who are singing it tonight? I hope you know who you are. You know that if you don't read your Bible, you backslide. So you have to read your Bible. Who are those singing the song? I hope you understand the song you were singing. It was this side. This side people. People on this side here. And the people on that side. If you really, really know who you are. Oh, yeah. You will skip a lot of things. If you are somebody, if you know that, you like liming. He's a limer. And you avoid people. You develop an antisocial. You say, I don't like to talk to people. So that nobody pushes you to go and lime. Because you can't lime alone. If you lime alone, you are like a homeless guy or some street guy. You need people to lime with. Liming is nicer when you have people to lime with who also don't have nothing for do. So it's like the equation, you plus a limer is equal to two limers. So you don't need some people around you if you know who you are. So if you know that the King James Bible and reading the Bible is a little difficult for you. So you go for a version that will help you understand. Yeah, Message Bible, simple. So the Bible says that what I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So that there's a blessing. Our physical bodies, you think about it. If this body is going to go to heaven, it won't work. You don't like short people in heaven, oh. No, it's time to go and pick some fruit or something. Who's going to pick your fruit for you? Yeah, some tall people to you can't go because I don't know how high the heaven doors are. You can easily hit your head. Yeah. Or maybe some of you, your size, the gates are too narrow that you can easily not fit the gate. Yeah. We don't know. So, our physical bodies cannot. Our physical bodies has things in them. One aspect of the physical body is that the physical body is the food of the devil. Yeah. Your body is snake food. Did you know that? Your body is snake food. So snake is always looking for your flesh to eat. It means that the devil is always trying to find his home inside your flesh. Whether it's lust, whether it's it desires, the things that will make you look demonic and evil and bad and normal. The devil is always looking for you to come inside of your flesh. Because God said that you eat dust. He told the snake, it's dust. This dust that I made Adam of, this is what you are going to eat for the rest of your life. So the devil's focus is always to find our flesh. He's satisfied when he gets a flesh. That's why you see a lot of flesh things. Nakedness. You know, nakedness, lust, all these things, all of that. It's all. You see, the devil likes it. He eats it. So that body cannot go into heaven. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. So death is both what? It's an enemy to man and a blessing to man. So we need to die. Because if we don't die, the body that we have, it cannot go to heaven. That's what makes death a good thing. Because otherwise, the people who went to heaven who didn't die, it's just one or two people out of 7 billion people so far. Yeah, out of 7 billion that are alive and those another how many billions that have died. Only one or two people have translated into heaven. Yeah, just in case you think you live forever. The last time something like that happened, that's how many millions of years ago? Last time somebody went to heaven alive. How many years ago? Since then, there's no CNN news that has broadcast anybody going to heaven alive. Yeah, since the days of Elijah. Verse 51 says, "But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory." So it's like what the devil wanted Adam and Eve to have done and happened in the Garden of Eden. Now that thing has been overpowered and overcome. So the happening of the transition is what the snake actually made human beings get ourselves into. And therefore, that moment is where the enemy now becomes subdued. That we don't just end, we turn, we change, we don't end, because for the wages of sin was death. We're just going to end right there. But there's going to be a switch. The switch is the moment where victory is declared over death. That is an enemy. Hallelujah. Yes, changed. You know, because as we are walking around, the things in the flesh, man, so many things, so weak things, snake food, snake dessert, snake main course, all the things about the snake is really, yeah. So all the weakness of the flesh, on that day when there's that switch, victory will be declared over something that can have diseases, something that can make you do bad things. You don't want to do it. You want to control, but you can't control. The things you like to do, you don't do. The things that you don't want to do, that's what you do. That power, that struggle, the victory will come when there's a translation. The translation must take place. Then the Bible said that then the scripture before, death is swallowed up in victory. Because the flesh that we will take on will not hunger anymore. Will not want to have sex anymore. Will not want to sleep anymore. Because God doesn't sleep nor slumber. God doesn't eat polari and vermicelli. And God doesn't eat chow mein. God doesn't sleep nor slumber. God does not engage himself in human things of hugging up and kissing up. No smooching. So all the things that the flesh has laid upon us, all those things will be taken away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. I can look at you and then no feelings. You can walk around and shake your bumsy, no feelings. I say you are wasting your time. I said you can shake it from here till tomorrow morning. Nobody's feeling nothing for it. No movement. As you are killing us here on earth, walking and showing things, and some people are even small boys, we are showing them big things. Hey, when that day comes, you can shake whatever. No life. That life in the flesh is gone forever. Yeah. I don't need Bobby to live. I don't need no, let me not say other things to live. Scripture will be fulfilled. Death, corruption is swallowed up in victory. And then 55 says what? He says, oh, death, where is that power you used to exert over Shawin? That when he's sleeping in the night and Kechi says, don't touch me, then you get vexed, then you get bored. Now, when that day comes, Kechi can lie down. And we Shawin can also lie down. Ain't feeling no cool, no feelings. Doesn't apply. So death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is that sting that made us afraid? You are insecure. You're afraid of life. You're afraid of death. You're afraid this. You're afraid of that. All those things came by death. And when that day comes, all these things will be swallowed up in victory. We will become so perfect in once. Then the scripture will be fulfilled. Where is the stench of the eating of the apple in the Garden of Eden? Where is that stench? That stench that introduced us to all the corruption we are into. And we switch over. The question will be, where is that power that used to control us? That used to make us pump like that, pump. Throwing dice. 20 like that. Where is that power? I tell you. So my brother, my sister, don't worry. A time is coming. Victory is going to be celebrated. Yeah. Victory is going to be celebrated. Don't worry at all. Just hold on for a little while. Hold on. Just keep on fighting. A day is going to come. All the challenges in your body, you will rise above it as if it never existed. Death is both an enemy
and a blessing. Yes, it's an enemy. It came and it pinches, it put us down. That when death happens, people cry. It's so sad when you have to lose a relative. I tell you, I remember when Chawen's dad died. So sad. Come and see us. Oh man, a stinge is like death. When somebody leaves, it's so sad. It's so, you cry. The day will come that people are not dead. Oh, we are all going to be together again. And say, I thought you were dead. No, I didn't die. I just left where we were. I'm still around. Victory is going to be celebrated. So think about life. Think about death. And then when we rise up over there, then we'll look at judgment. Amen. Stand to your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Austin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whether now or then.
Whether now or then, death is not my end. I know heaven waits for me. And though the road seems long, I'll never walk alone. I've got all I need to see. I know you love me. I know you found me. I know you saved me. And your grace will never fail me. And while I'm waiting, I'm not waiting. I know heaven. Should I suffer? This is not my own.
Do you believe it?
I know heaven waits for me.
This is not our home.
Though the night is dark,
the night is dark.
Heaven holds my heart.
My heart belongs to heaven. So I will sing like I will in the fierce light of glory when the darkness can't find me and your grace is all I see. Oh, I will sing like a man with no sickness in my body and no prison walls can hold. I'm singing like I am free. I know you love me. I know you found me.
I know you saved me.
And your grace will never fail me. And while I'm waiting, I'm not waiting. No heaven. Father, tonight, what a hope we have that should we even suffer long, this is not our end. Our heart is heaven. Thank you for speaking to us about life, about the fact that we will live, about the fact that we will die, and about the fact that we will be judged. It's a great preparation for us who are alive and at this moment in the church hearing your voice. May we not, with this preparation, miss heaven and miss the blessings that await us. Death indeed will be conquered on that day And we will shout when the scripture is fulfilled, that the sting and the power of death is no more. Thank you. And for the rest of our days here on earth, you will teach us to number our days, and that will apply our hearts to wisdom. I pray for everyone here tonight that will live wisely. We'll live wisely, O God. We'll live with eternity and heaven in our minds and in our hearts. Thank you for blessing our time here together tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. Or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.